This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi. So we continue in Daf HaShavua. So this week's blot is Zayin, and tonight we're doing Zayin Amud Beis, learning Masechta Chagiga. And we quoted a brisa previously that said, Ein Nirin Chatzain. The brisa said, a few lines up from the narrow lines on Zayin Amud Aleph, the brisa said, Sholish Rigam Bashana and Savi Sol Alois Berega, Vachag Hamatzos, Vachag Shavuos, Vachag Sukkos, Vein Nirin Chatzain. You cannot appear halfway. And unclear what that meant. Savar of Yosef Lameimar, Rabbi Yosef thought to say, Mandi Islay Asarabonim, one who has 10 sons, Loy Lisku Ha'inna Chamisha Lamachar Chamisha. You don't go up on the first day of Yom Tov with 5 and on the next day of Yom Tov with 5. Because Rashi explains, it can't mean that if you have 10 sons, that you should go up, don't go up with only 5 of them total, because you don't need kol zechurcha to tell me that. Zechurcha, males, means all males, but perforce, zechurcha means all males. So when it says zechurcha, I know if you have 10 sons, you need to bring up all 10. So what does kol zechurcha say? That even if you have 10 sons, don't bring them up 5 on one day, 5 on the other day, because that's also not proper. They all need to go up together on the optimal day. Amalei Abai, Abai said, no, that's also pasha. I don't need a pasuk to say they should all go up on the first day. Haiminayu mashus luhu poishim. The haiminayu mashus luhu's reason. Why should that be? Which ones should you render sinners, and which ones should you render the ones that have alacrity? In other words, why would I need a pasuk that don't bring up 5 on the first day and 5 on the other day? Though the other day is not optimal. So those the other day is not optimal. Why would I think it's sufficient and it's okay to bring them all, half of them up on the second day? I don't need a pasuk for that. It's self-evident that if it says bring up the boys, you bring them up in the optimal time. I don't need a pasuk that you should bring them all up on the first possible day. Ella kra lamaya. So what does kol come to teach? L'chide achirim. It comes to teach the din of achirim. Now, what do Achirim teach? And we had this quote on Daf Dalet. Achirim, the Tanya we learned in Rice, Achirim Oimrim, Hamakameitz, one who gathers dog excrement, the Hamet Saref, and one who smelts, Nechoishas, copper, the Habursi, and a tanner. All of these three professions have one thing in common, they all smell, and people don't like to hang around you. Peturim in Haria. They're exempt from Ria. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Kol Zuchurcha, Mi Sheyacha Lalos Im Kol Zuchurcha, someone who could go up with all your males, Yatsu Elu, to exclude these, Shein Yecholim Lalos Im Kol Zuchurcha, that they cannot go up with all your males. So Kol Zuchurcha says that anyone who, for whatever reason, people are abhor the way they smell, they're pater from Maria, even though technically they could go with a group of tanners, a group of dog excrement collectors. But still, if you can't go up with the average folk, you're pater from the mitzvah of Maria. Okay. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this. Here's the general rule. The general rule is that you cannot use meiser money. When I say meiser money, meiser sheni money. The halacha is fruit. In the year 1, 2, 4, and 5, you have to bring Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni, you have to bring up the fruit and eat in Yerushalayim. If you don't want to eat in Yerushalayim, you could redeem the fruit and buy food in Yerushalayim. So you'll say, I'll take the money and I'll buy karbonos with that money. But I'm not allowed to use Maisa Sheni money to buy obligatory karbonos. Because since I'm obligated to bring the carbon, I have to bring the carbon from my own money that's not meshubed to purchase something anyway. So, similar to halacha, you know, you can't use Maisa money on something that you have a heschaivis for. Chveis. You can't use Maisa money to buy a lulav and esreg, right? You can't use Maisa money. So this way, you can't use Maisa Sheni money to buy a carbon that you're obligated to bring. You could buy, let's say, a nadava or a neder, so because you weren't obligated to bring those karbanos. Okay, so oilois b'moyed, a carbon oila on the moyed. When we say oila, Rashi says, mashma hashta oilois ri'ah habois b'chol shamayit bois menachulin v'loy mimois ma'aser sheni. The oilas ri'ya, oilos b'mayit, comes from chulin. And Rashi explains they don't come from ma'aser sheni, the kaimalon, called davar shabachoiva, anything that's an obligation, einoy ba ela menachulin, can only come from unsacrificed, Where do we say that?
No, we said it was machlekes whether or yeah. It's only the first day there's a machlekes whether. Everybody agrees the first day is when there's a chiyuv. The rest of yontif.
You want to know what about oilus?
You don't have to bring an oilus riyah.
You want to know what about using meiser money to bring oilus riyah on subsequent days? Now the truth is, the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan holds you're not allowed to bring it ultimately,
right.
And Reish Lakish says what? You are allowed to bring it, right?
Right.
The Gemara says, "Ela kol hecha the wide line the asav lay icy the kulam levi the ayam is chazim in afik." We need the asav icy. Rabbi Yochanan rias panim ba'azar rias panim hu de in l'shir carbon yeshus. So you want to according to Reish Lakish that you could bring oilus on other days? Could you use meiser? Okay, I'm not sure, but right now we're saying the carbon oilas riyah on chalamayid comes from chulin. And Rashi explains it does not come from Meiser Sheni. Also, later on, Adaf Pebez, later on, Adaf Ches, the Gemara brings a Braisa, Misas Nidas Yodcha, that we learn from there that a person can bring his Chayva from Chulin. Okay, now the question here is, why do we say Oilos b'moyed b'ayis b'nachulin? What do you mean moyed? Don't you bring the Oilos Riyah on the first day of Yom Tif? Why are we discussing Chol HaMoed? Fine. V'hashlamim min ha-meiser. And the carbon shlamim, what are we talking about here, shlamim min ha-meiser? The shalmei simcha, technically, you could be yoytze simcha with any carbon that you happen to be bringing on those days. If there's any meat from those carbonos, you could be yoytze simcha with that meat. So, therefore, you're allowed to buy shlamim with ma'aser sheni money. Yom tov harishon shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach. Now, the Gemara is going to discuss what are we talking about, the first day of Pesach as opposed to the first day of Sukkot or the first day of Shavuos. Beishamay oimrim min hachulen. The first day of Pesach. Now, what carbono are we talking about here? So again, b'yom tov harishon shel Pesach, b'shamei oimer min achulin. L'chayra, this is referring to shamei chagiga. L'chayra, this is referring to shamei chagiga. So b'shamei oimer, b'yom tov harishon shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach, Beishamai Oimrim Menachulin. Beishamai says you could bring from Chulin. Beishilal Oimrim Menhamaser. Beishilal says it could come from Meiser money. Now that's going to be a problem. Because why could you bring Shalmei Chagiga from Meiser? L'chayret z'chiyav. Okay, so the Gemara is going to discuss this on in a little bit. Okay, so again, let's try to get this clear. When we say Yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach, what is this referring to when we say Yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach? You know, the Gemara doesn't really explain. But Gemara, Rashi says, the Gemara Farish, Mayhi. What are we referring to when we say Yom Tov Harishon Shel Pesach? And why Bechlal are we talking about Pesach? But Beishamei says it comes from Chulin, and Beishol says it comes from Meiser. Okay. Yisrael, Yoitzin, Yidei Chayvasa. Nu Halacha. We know that on Yom Tov you got to be happy. Right? And a man is only happy if he eats meat. Mm-hmm. He can't be happy any other way. Tuna fish won't make a man happy. Right? Even sushi doesn't work. Yisrael, Yoitzin Yidei Chayvasan, Benedarim, Yisrael could be Yoitzin Yitzchiv of Simcha with a Neder, v'nedava or nedava. All the nedavais that a person was menadev the whole year, and when you go up to Shalim on the regal, you bring it, and you're makir of the emurim, and the basar is nechal labalim. You could be yotze simcha. So now, what's the difference between a neder and a dava? Neder, you say hare olai. So if the animal dies, you still have a responsibility to bring another animal. A nedava, you say what? Hare zu. You say, I'm going to bring this animal. So if the animal dies, you're not responsible because you have a hischaivus toward that animal. Okay? So you saw kvi yotze eschiv with a neder, a nedava, a maiser behema, a maiser behema. Every tenth animal you have to bring up to Yerushalayim, whatever portion the Bailam gets to eat, he could be yotze his mitzvah of simcha. Beha koyhanim could be yotze the mitzvah of simcha. Beha tois. With the karman chatas that's brought on the regel, or the asham that's brought on the regel, the oile regalim would take care of their outstanding chatois va'ashamais, and they will not, then they, you know, in other words, the Kohanim get a great savings. They don't have to buy carbon, they don't have to buy meat for Shalmei Simcha, because they could just use a carbon chatas or carbon asham that somebody else brought. Ubi bechar. They could, all the Kohanim also get a share of the bechar. They could eat that meat for Simcha. Ubi bechar, ubi chaza v'shoik. Or the Kohanim get the chaz of a shaykh of certain karbanos, they could be yoytze the chiyuv simcha with the chaz of a shaykh. Avaloi ba'oifais v'loi b'menachais. They cannot be. Now, Rashi says on yoytze m'chaz of a shaykh, that refers to the from the oilei regalim. In other words, the karbanis of the oilei regalim, they give the kohanim, the chaz of a shaykh, they could be yoytze, but not with an oif, meaning a chatas ha'oif. Because chicken doesn't satisfy. Men are not happy when they eat chicken. So Friday, on Shabbos, you don't have to be happy. There's no mitzvah to be happy on Shabbos. That what? That is what? An Omen Aleph?
An Omen Aleph.
That what?
For an ayla, you can't either do an oif, because by a hedjit, we know it says zvachim, and zvachim because there's meat, same thing.
Right. So here, you can't be yoytze simcha with an oif, because an oif does not elicit simcha, v'le b'menachos, or with a flower offering also, does not elicit simcha. Okay, so the Mishnah said that oilois on chalamoid come from chulin money. But that implies, what about the oilas riyah on Yom Tov proper? That doesn't come from chulin money. Why would that be? Ela oilos b'mayed hu debayis min achulin, a carbon oil on chalamayid. Comes from chulin, ha b'yom tov min ha-maiser, but on Yom Tov it comes from maiser. Why am I? Why would a carbon on Yom Tov come from maiser? Am I? Davar shabachayvahi. It's a matter of obligation. V'chol davar shabachayva, einoi ba ela min achulin. Anything which is obligation has to come from chulin. So what does it mean? Oilos b'mayed comes from chulin. Even on Yom Tov, it also comes from chulin. On Yom Tov, it comes from Meiser. Chol davar shebechayva only comes from chulin. Vichy tema. So maybe you'll say like this, because an oilas ria you can't bring on Yom Tov. Maybe that's why the Mishnah said oilos b'moye comes from chulin. Not because oilos on Yom Tov comes from Meiser. It's because you don't bring an oil on Yom Tov. Maybe you can't bring a carbon oilas ria on Yom Tov. Why not? Vichy tema. And if you're going to say a kamash malon, the oilos b'moyed, bois, b'yamtif, enam bois. And if you're going to say the chiddush is, that an oila on chalamayid could be brought, and on yamtif cannot be brought, and who does that go like? Kaman kebe shamai. That's not reasonable, because that would only fit in according to the shita be shamai. Only be shamai would say that you can't bring a oilas ria on yamtif. The Tanan, we learn, and it's not logical to lock in the Mishnah with Beis Shammai, to say that the reason why the Mishnah said Oilois b'moyed bois min achulin is not to say that on Yom Tov it comes even from Meiser, it's to say it's not even brought on Yom Tov. The Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, Beis Shammai oimrim, mevi'in shlamim, Beishameh says you could bring a carbon shlamim on Yom Tov. The reason you could bring a carbon shlamim on Yom Tov is because it's eichel nefesh, because you could eat it. Ve'ein samchin aleihem, but you're not allowed to do smicha on Yom Tov. What smicha we know? Before you shecht an animal, you lean on it. But we know there's an issur drabbanon to use an animal on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to climb a tree, you're not allowed to ride on a behemoth, and you can't lean with all your body weight onto an animal either. Now, since technically Beis Shammai holds, you don't have to do smicha right before shechita, you could have technically done it erev Yom Tov, therefore he does not allow you to do it on Yom Tov. So you could do smicha on what? On erev Yom Tov, but you can't do it on Ein Saim Chen Alein. Avaloi Oilois says Beis Shammai, you cannot bring a carbon oil on Yom Tov. So we'll technically say that our Mishnah that says Oilois B'moyed Bois Menachulin doesn't mean that on Yom Tov it could come from Meiser. It means to say it can't be brought on Yom Tov like Shitas Beis Shammai. But Beis Hillel Imrim Mevi'in Shlamim, you could bring a carbon Shlamim on Yom Tov. The Oilois, and you're allowed to bring a carbon oil on Yom Tov, because Beis Hillel is of the opinion you could even bring an Oilas Re'iyah. By the way, the reason why Beis Shammai says you can't bring an oil on Yom Tov, because it says Ach Asher Yoyocha Lachem, we darshan Lachem v'loy l'gavoya. So you cannot bring oil asriya because technically you could bring it the next day. But there are certain oilas you could bring, let's say the carbon tamid or the carbon musaf. Even Beis Shammai would agree you could bring it on Yom Tov. Okay, so the Mishnah continues. The Gemara continues. Now Beis Hillel says you could do smicha. You could do smicha. You could do smicha. Why? Since it's mutter to bring it, they were not goyzer or shvus. So the Gemara continues. So that's the question. The question is, what does the Mishnah mean that oilois b'moyed bois menachulin? That implies that on Yom Tov it could come from Meiser. Why would that be? And don't say it's to teach that you can't bring an oila on Yom Tov, because only Beis Shammai holds that way. Says Gemara, chesure mechsura v'hachi katani. The Mishnah is missing words, and this is what it means to teach. Oilois, a carbon oila, nedarim v'nedavais, which is a free will oila, as a neder and a dava, b'mayid bais. You can only bring on chalamayid. B'yamtif ain't a bais. You can't bring on yamtif because that, not you don't have to bring it on yamtif b'chlal. There's no obligation to bring an oila as a neder and a dava. So therefore, even Beis Hillel says you can't bring it on yamtif. In other words, Beis Shammai holds you can't bring an oilas re'iyah. Beis Hillel holds you could bring an oilas re'iyah, but even Beis Hillel says not nedarim or nedavos. An oila is a neder and a dava you can't bring on Yom Tov, only on Chol HaMoed. B'mayed bais, b'Yom Tov ain't a bais. V'oilas re'iyah ba'afilu b'Yom Tov. An oilas re'iyah you could bring even on Yom Tov according to... No. Beis Hillel. Oh,
the machlokes only in
Nedavim,
not Davais, but everybody agrees.
No, the Nedarim and Nedavais as an oila you cannot bring on Yom Tov. Let's see how it plays out. The Mishnah is missing words. This is what it means to teach. Oilois, Nedarim v'Nedavais, the carbon oila, as a neder or as a nedava, b'mayed ba'is, an chalamayed. You could bring it b'yam tov ein on ba'is, va'oilas ri'ya and an oilas ri'ya ba afilu b'yam tov. You could bring it even on yam tov. Och shehi ba, and when you do bring it, it's mashal when we say oilas ri'ya ba afilu b'yam tov, that even Beis Shammai would say you could, right? That's different than we said before. Because before we think Beis Shammai Omrim Mevi'in Shlamim, it sounds like you can't bring an oila whatsoever. No, earlier we were saying Beishami Amar Mavian Shlomim. That's mashma. You cannot bring an oila. But now we're saying no. Now we're saying Va'oilas Riya Ba Afilu BeYamtiv. Oilas Riya could be brought in Yamtiv. Uch Shehi Ba Einoy Ba Elam Ena Chulin. You can only bring it from Chulin. You can't bring it from Meiser. Beishami Simcha Ba En Af Mena Meiser. The Chagigas Yamtiv Harishon Shal Pesach. Beishami Chagiga, the first day of Pesach. Beishama yomrim menachulin. Leisol amrin amaisar. Now wait a second. We're not changing this second mission, right? We had a kasha. What does it mean? Oilois b'moyed bois menachulin v'hashlamim min hamaisar. We ask, why do we say an oila comes from chulin? That's mashma on Yom Tov. It could even come from Meiser. But why? It's a davar shabachoyva. So the Gemara is saying like this. No, that's not what the... And we ask, only Beis Shammai says that you cannot bring an oila on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel would say, you could bring an oila on Yom Tov. So the Gemara is revamping the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah is Chesur Machzor V'Harigatani. The Mishnah means to say, Oilos Nadar Medaris B'mayed Bais B'yam Tavainim Bais. When it says Oilos B'mayed Bais Menachulin, it means what?
Nadar Medaris.
What does it mean?
Oilos
Nadar Medaris. Oilos Nadar Medaris. We're not talking about Oilos Riyah.
Right, which don't even need to be brought on the first day. So there is the
machlokes. No, oilas riyah does need to be brought.
No, I'm saying by an adav and adav.
Right, since it does not need to be brought on the first day, it doesn't even need to be brought b'chlal.
So that's what their machlok is beisham and beisil. But l'kuli alma in oilas riyah.
No, l'chayra they would argue about oilas riyah also.
Why?
Because that's the Mishnah. We just quoted a Mishnah here. We just quoted a Mishnah. D'tnan beisham and ravin shlamim ein sam chinalim avaloi oilas. You mean now we're saying
even that,
that's only Nadarim?
Nadarim and Nadavis.
But now, you mean now that we say it could be everybody agrees with Eilis?
The whole Aleph is the whole shock of the Tari is that we're bringing Eilis and the Gemara's Tari is always Be'ikar HaRegel.
Right.
Eilis, Be'ikar HaRegel. The first day is when you bring Eilis. There's no Machlaik is there. The whole shock of time, Amad Aleph, was when we're bringing in Eila.
But the Gemara just had a Havamina that Beishame says you can't bring in Eila on Yom Tov. I mean now we could touch that up as Nadarim and Nadavis. We're falling off of the Havamina. So again, Chesuri Machzor Avahachik Tani. Oilais Nadar Menadavais B'mayid Bais B'yamtav Einam Bais Oilas Ria Ba Afil B'yamtav. You want to say according to everyone. Uchshi Ba Einam Ba'ilam Menachulin V'shalmei Simcha Ba Enaf Menam Meiser. Shalmei Simcha could come from Meiser. And V'chagigas Yamtav Arishon Shal Pesach the Karmen Chagiga on the first day of Pesach because it's a chiyav. Beisol says it could come from Meiser.
Everybody agrees you could bring it the first day because it's a chiyav.
What can you bring the first day?
Of Pesach.
The Shal Mechagiga?
You could bring the carbon. Saying Lechaira,
yeah.
It would be okay.
Look at Rashi. V'chagigas Yom Tov Rishon shuvadai davar shabachoyva afilu yeshu basar harbi afilu mekam v'chagoyis ha'maysoy ulechamei parech ma'ishna pesach denaket. The Gemara is going to explain why we picking out Pesach. So shamei chagiga beishamei says it comes from Chulin, beisol says it could come from Meiser. Look at Rashi. The Gemara is going to establish it. The reason why Beis Hillel says it could come from Meiser means some of it could come from Meiser. Tanya Nami Hachi. We learned in Brass like this. Oilos Nadarma Dawes, but my bus Yantav Ainam Bais. Balas Riya Ba Filo Bi Yamtav. And you want to say Lakulayama? Uch Shaheen Bain Ainan Bain. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, "Ma'ishna chagigas yom tov harishon shal Pesach? Why do we single out the carbon chagiga the first day of Pesach? Why not the chagiga of the first day of Shavuos and Sukkos?" So the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Hakamash Malan, Chagigas Chamisha Asar In. Only when it comes to the Chagiga of the 15th, does Beis Shammai say it has to come from Chulin, and Beis Hillel says it could even come from Meiser. But Chagigas Arba Asar Loi, the Chagiga of the 14th, not. You know why we pick Pesach? To contrast it to Erev Pesach. Because actually Pesach has two Chagigas. One on the first day of Pesach, you bring a regular Chagiga, the same Chagiga that you bring on every one of the Shal Shugalim. And then on Yud Dalet, you bring another Chagiga. What's the other Chagiga? Because since the Pesach is only eaten in satiety, when you're satisfied, what if you have 50 kids, and everybody's going to get a little peck of the Karm Pesach, and people are going to be starving, so you're not eating the Karm Pesach ala soiva. So you're required to bring a Shalmei Chagiga so that you fill yourself up, and then when you eat the Pesach, you eat it in a state of satisfaction. So the chiddush is that carbon for sure could come from Meiser, because that's not such a chiyav. Kamashwan Chagigas Chamisha Asar In, the Chagiga of the 15th, do we say it has to come from Chulin? Chagigas Arba Asar Loi, like a Rashi, Chagigas Yedale Loi. The reason why you pick Pesach is because there's Erev Pesach. Because there's on Erev Pesach, there's Chagiga Acheres, Kishahoysa Chavuras Pesach Meruba. If there are a lot of people in your Chabura, Hayimavin Imai Chagiga, they're bringing a Chagiga, Kadei Shehe Pesach Nechal Ala Saiva. Bashma Inan Masnisen, the Mishnah is teaching us, the Chagigas Yomtef Atzmai, Hu De'ena Ba'alam Menachulan. Only the Chagiga Yom Tov itself doesn't come only from Chulin. Av Chagigas Arba Asar Ba Af Min HaMaiser. Says the Gemara, Alma Kasavar Chagigas Arba Asar Lav Da'iraisa. From here we learn that the Chagiga the 14th is not Da'iraisa. Look at Rashi. There's no Rashi. Okay. By the way, when the Gemara asks, "Ela oilois b'mayed hu debois menachulin," but on Yom Tov it could come from Meiser, it's a davar shabachoyva, and any davar shabachoyva ain't a ba ela menachulin. Why? Because you have anything that you're obligated to bring, you have to bring from chulin. Toisus on Nafches says one of the reasons is it's not only Davar Shabachoyva, it's an oila, and an oila is completely consumed. And you can only use Meiser Sheni money for something that's eaten, not for something that's completely consumed. That's another reason why the Gemara is asking, it can't be that the carbon oila of Yom Tif you could bring from Meiser, but you're not eating it. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue with this next week.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.